Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana State Police are investigating a police-involved shooting in Bossier City. According to a press release and several media reports, a Bossier City police officer responded to an attempted carjacking around 12:30 p.m. Thursday afternoon. The State Police Bureau of Investigation's Bossier Field Office was asked by the Bossier City Police Department to investigate the incident. According to reports, a Bossier City police officer had answered a call of a suspected carjacking that occurred near CenturyLink Center. Upon arrival to the scene, the officer observed a subject in the CenturyLink parking lot who matched the description of the person suspected of carjacking. When encountered, a struggle ensued and the suspect was shot and died at the scene. The officer was uninjured and has been placed on paid administrative leave as per Bossier City police policy. No other officers were injured during the incident. The investigation remains ongoing. 100 new jobs are coming to Webster Parish. It's because a Canadian company is coming to Sarepta, Louisiana. Yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards' office announced Canadian manufacturer E.I. Williams Industries will invest $700,000 as it locates in an existing building in the North Webster Parish Industrial Park. The company plans to make industrial sound control equipment, things like vent silencers, fan silencers, and noise enclosures. In a statement, Governor Edwards said Louisiana Economic Development provided an incentive package that includes a $250,000 grant and access to the state's workforce training program, Fast Start. The company will create 100 direct jobs over 5 years. Those jobs will yield an average annual salary of $37,400 plus benefits. The company will begin installing manufacturing equipment during this quarter. A recent report finds 10 oil refineries in the United States released more of a cancer-causing pollutant into the air than federal guidelines allow. 6 of them are in Texas. 1 is in Louisiana. The Environmental Integrity Project analyzed data on benzene levels taken at the fence lines from the refineries that was submitted to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency over a 1-year period ending last September. Eric Schaefer is the director of the D.C.-based nonprofit group. He says, in addition to cancer, there are other health risks associated with exposure to benzene.
You are starting to see an increased risk of suppression of immune systems, and there's concern that that children are particularly vulnerable. And if your immune system is compromised, then you're at greater risk of infection.
Schaefer adds the data on benzene levels is meant to be actionable so that the refineries can investigate and take measures to reduce pollution. The Texas refineries with the top benzene levels are in Southeast Texas. They are located in Texas City, Corpus Christi, Port Arthur, Pasadena, and Deer Park. The Louisiana refinery is in Chalmette, Louisiana. One Mississippi refinery also made the top 10 list. It's located in Pascagoula. This is Red River Radio.